Welcome to Babbittville Radio, a place where you'll hear great conversations with the world's best and most inspirational runners, triathletes, and cyclists. Endurance lives here. Now, here's your host, USA Triathlon and Ironman Triathlon Hall of Famer, Bob Babbitt.
Welcome to Babbittville Radio. My name is Bob Babbitt. We're brought to you by Ironman U, by EverySite.com, the coolest new technology around, by RunCatalina.com. We've got the Catalina Marathon coming up on Saturday, March 19th. Our Challenge Athletes Foundation, we've raised over $70 million to keep athletes in the game of life through sport. And, of course, you can check out any of our interviews on iTunes or on Babbittville.com. Our next guest, Mr. Mike Bone, is putting on the Catalina Island Marathon, again, coming up March 19th, 2016. RunCatalina.com is the website. Mike, you have a legendary event coming up in March. How many years is this now?
Oh, gosh, we were just looking at that. I think we're coming up to 38.
Wow. That has to be one of the oldest, not just off-road marathons, but one of the oldest marathons.
Yeah, it's right up there. That and the 50-miler in Avalon are... Yeah, it's just a year apart. So there's some crazy running people there.
And there really are. Now, it's a marathon. Obviously, that's the centerpiece. But you also have a 10K, a 5K, a kids run. And what's cool about this marathon, for people who have not done this marathon before, it's a point-to-point. So you take a boat on race morning to the other side of the island, unless you're camping out. And
right.
I think you still have people who camp out. And then, basically, you run back from the isthmus to the town of Avalon. It's pretty unique.
It's very unique. You're absolutely right. And I know you've raced over there with us a number of times.
Yep. Over 20 now, believe it or not.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
so you get on that boat in the morning, whether it's windy, calm, bouncy seas, or anything else, there's only one way over there, and you get on the boat in the morning. It leaves at 5 a.m. from Avalon and gets over to Two Harbors right around 6:30 or so, and you get off, get rid of your sea legs, get a little food in your stomach, and head on back to town.
And it's
amazing. And as you know, you get to see both sides of the island and some parts of the island that nobody else gets to see.
4,000 feet of climbing, but 23.5 miles of trail.
About that, yeah. And then the part of the road is when you're coming down from. Behind the reservoir, or behind the Wrigley Memorial, there's about a mile and a half at the end. But by then, pavement's your friend.
Exactly. You're happy not to see rocks. But for people who are trail adverse and have not run something like Catalina, we're talking fire road for most of this. So it's not a treacherous type of trail.
No, it's not technical at all. It is fire road. I always explain to Bob, to just think that it's the main road between the town of Avalon and Two Harbors. So every day you have everything from FedEx trucks to school buses to private vehicles out on this road. Now, there are parts of it, about 2 miles, that get off onto some areas that if you were driving might require four-wheel drive, but it's not single track and technical. But it is off-road. I'll tell you what, when you're done with the race, you have completed an off-road marathon.
Well, not only off-road marathon, but there's the opportunity to potentially see some wild buffalo out there and wild boar. And there's also opportunity at some points of the race where you're going to see ocean on all four sides of you.
That's right, yeah. And one of my favorite parts of the island is when you come into the aid station at Little Harbor, and there's Little Harbor and Shark Harbor, and it's not uncommon to come into Little Harbor in the campground there and see some bison milling around the campground and
yep.
Look out and see some surfers at Shark Harbor and maybe a few people fishing for bass out in Little Harbor. It's just very iconic to Catalina and very few places in the world that you could see that while you're out there running. And about that point, you're, about a third into the marathon. So
right.
You still have a ways to go.
Yeah, I always tell people the great thing about this race is there's usually not a lot of DNFs. You either finish or become a resident.
Right.
You're out there. It's a commitment. When you decide you're starting that run, you are committed. But there's also, it's 6:30 in the morning, you have walkers. You have folks who I'm sure at one point were probably running that race, but now just want to stay involved.
Yeah, that's right. And that's been a long history in Catalina, which is one of the really unique parts of the island, is the people working the aid stations and the rangers realize the history of the run and realize that there's people that have been out there for 30-some years. And they, you know, used to be competitive. Oh, look at Buffalo Bill McDermott, where he won the event 12, 13 times in a row, still holds the course record. But, you know, he, Rob McNair, these guys are not running like they were 20 years ago. And, you know, Bill still starts with when everybody else starts, but we do accommodate some of the older runners and some of the slower runners that just want to finish. And if this marathon is about nothing else, it's about just finishing and having a great time. It's you know, if you come out here with visions of grandeur of setting personal PRs and everything else, I don't know that that's the right race. But to come out and see some spectacular scenery, meet some terrific friends because you're all out there going through this together, that's the mentality you need to come out with, and you'll have a great time.
What I always love about Catalina is people have this tendency to do a lot of road events, which is great. Obviously, there's so many great marathons and half marathons out there. But what's great about this one is you are seriously with yourself for a lot of this event. This isn't 20,000 people on the course.
Right.
It's you with you from 4 hours to 8 hours, just taking in the most beautiful countryside in the world.
Yeah, and you have to get along with yourself.
You do.
You need to be able to talk to yourself and just soak in everything going around. And, you know, I'm always encouraged and inspired at the finish line by the people that made friends that day, and they went through it together. And I know you've had that experience because we've talked about that before, where you get back to Avalon and you see people hugging and shaking hands, and they've made a friend for life because they just went through 4, 5, 6 hours of some very difficult athletic event together.
Usually you find on that course, I remember the first time I ran it, I think people who've done it every year have a different color race number, or their number is different color on there. So I remember running it my first time, and I was next to some guy with a number he obviously had done it every year. And we had gotten about mile 21 or so, and I said, so how many more hills are there? Now, most races, they'll be like, okay, you're at mile one, there's 4 hills in the race. We were at mile 21, and he told me only 7 more. And I was excited that there are only 7 more at mile 21, right? You're thinking 7 in a marathon is a lot. But this is at mile 21, and I know at 22 and a half I'm going down.
Right.
So, but that's what always intrigued me about that event is that, you know, it's all about just, you can't think of it as 26 miles. You're climbing the next up, period, right? Next up, and you're taking one at a time.
Yeah, that's all you could do is you take them one at a time, and there's different theories and strategies behind that I've talked to people about over the years. Some people love the hills and want to run or jog up the hill, and others say, hey, we're going to walk the hill, but you better run every downhill and every flat. And there's different ways to go about it and to break it up, but it's not boring. I mean, it'll keep you mentally engaged the whole time.
And then you have a really cool area through an area called Middle Ranch, where it's sort of a gradual and deceptive uphill from, 13 to 19 or so.
Right.
And it's easy at that point to go, oh, my God, I'm so burned out because I can't, I feel like I should be running here. And so it's mentally knowing that it's a gradual uphill. Sometimes people make that mistake and don't realize it.
Yeah, because it sure looks flat, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah,
it does.
I remember riding a mountain bike through there when I was coming back from Two Harbors and thinking to myself, this is flat as a pancake. What is going on? And then you look at the elevation gain, and it's not. There's a nice little grade in there that just lulls you to sleep a little bit.
Now, do you still get folks who camp?
We do. We'll get around 70, 75 people that will go straight over to Two Harbor every year.
Yeah.
They'll hang out there. They've been doing it for years. They'll camp out, or they'll get one of the tent cabins.
Yes.
A number of them just sleep out in the park. You know, we bring the athletes' gear back for them. We have a couple trucks that the Conservancy provides. And on your way to the start line, you number your bag and throw it up into the truck. And it amuses me because, as you know, we've had the great benefit and privilege of directing some large participant events where you have to be very dialed in on your gear bag, and you know, you register it by your number and last name and everything else. And Catalina, you just kind of throw it up on a stake bed truck and hope that it gets back to the finish. And, you know, it's always there when you get back.
It is. It's always there.
Somehow it's there, and it's even somewhat organized when you go looking for it. And you know, after you finish and you cool down in the ocean and you grab a beer at the cantina, you can come over and get your bag. You know, I like that. I kind of laugh and smile when we do that every year.
Grassroots. It's back to, you know, the purity, because that course doesn't change. It's basically the same course that you had, what, 37, 38 years ago.
Yeah, there's been slight changes when roads have washed out or the storm has knocked something out. But for the most part, you're right. It's the same course, same start and finish.
The other thing I like is, if you're doing the marathon and you're going to take the boat over in the morning, rather than your family going, okay, you know, mom or dad is going to go run this marathon, what am I going to do? You got a 10K, you got a 5K, you got a kids run back in Avalon. So the folks can go do their thing, get their little run in the morning, and the 10K is beautiful. And the 5K, I think, is that still pretty flat, or is that got
it's
some...
It's relatively flat, yeah. I mean, there's nothing on the island's totally flat, but it's relatively flat.
And so, you know, you get your run in, and then you take a little cool down before you know it. Here come the marathoners.
Yeah. Yeah, the 5 and 10K and also the kids, as you mentioned. I mean, we'll get a lot of kids from the local community there that will come out and run. And the 5 and 10K is a nice run. It's all you want, especially on that 10K as far as the hills and the views and everything else that comes along with that. But, you know, you have plenty of time for your family and friends to go participate in the 5 and 10K, go take a shower, come back, and greet you at the finish line. It's really, it's a wonderful experience in that regard, and unlike anything else that I've been involved with.
What I've noticed the last number of years I've been there have been, there's been really the change in Avalon with, now you've got zip wires, and they've really, Descanso Beach has become a really cool place. How much has that area or that island part, the Avalon part, changed?
Well, from when I started coming over, it's been about 20 years, it's changed a lot. And the island companies put a lot of money into the infrastructure of the island and the tourist attractions as well. As you mentioned, the zip line, they just opened a new spa. There's plenty of underwater diving excursions, whether you want to stay dry in a submarine or actually go scuba diving or walk on the floor. There's just a lot happening, and if I'm not mistaken, the last numbers I saw is this last year, last calendar year, we're just coming off of in 15, was their highest cross-channel carrier ever.
Wow.
So, yeah, it really took a big hit during the recession, of course, which is about the time we got involved. That dried up a lot because people just weren't traveling and going on vacations, but the cross-channel carriers are up. The attendance on Avalon's up. There's plenty of new stores over there. Everything from high-end ice cream to shopping and clothes and activities and Jeep tours and mountain bike rides. And there's just a lot to do. And if you have a family, a loved one that's not into running, there's plenty for them to do while they wait for you to come back.
The what I tell people all the time, if you're talking about a weekend getaway, I mean, that's about as far a getaway as you can get without going that far.
Right.
You're going to you're going basically back in time a little bit, and you are about as disconnected from email and everything else as you'd like to be.
Yeah, I mean, it's you know, it's an hour and 15 minutes on the Catalina Express.
Yeah.
15 minutes by helicopter. So that really is what starts your trip. You're absolutely right. When you get on that boat and you sit down, that starts your adventure and your weekend away. And you come over on Friday, you go have dinner, you hang out, you walk around the streets, you check in at registration, you run Sunday, you're back you're back midday, early afternoon, and you have time to go shower, change, go out to dinner that night, you're on the island Saturday night, and back Sunday. It's a lovely weekend.
It really is. And so all the information, runcatalina.com, in terms of tourist attractions, boats, helicopters, everything's there.
Everything you'd want to know is on runcatalina.com, and as well as the 50-miler and the eco-marathon. There's other activities on the island other than just the Catalina Island Marathon, but so certainly this one is the granddaddy that everybody knows about and is a bucket list event for many people.
And at this point, I think the price is still $135 for the marathon until February 5th and $35 for both the 5 and the 10 and $10 for the kids.
Right.
Yeah, so if people sign up between now and February 5th, they still get the better deal. And it's 4,000 feet of climbing, but it's an experience you'll never forget. Totally recommend it. And as Mike mentioned, I've made some very good friends out there walking some of the long uphills. Because what happens is you find out that, you know, I'm passing people on the downhill and they're passing me on the uphill. And we're sort of ending up at the same place anyway. So then you become buddies at an aid station. And next thing you know, you're just running together. And next thing you know, you're planning next year's race.
Right. Well, and, you know, for those that are looking for a marathon that time of the year in the first quarter, I'd remind everybody that this year the L.A. Marathon moves up a month because of with the Olympic trials.
Oh, that's
February 3rd.
Yeah, 14th. Yep.
Yeah, and generally we've either been on the same weekend or a weekend apart. So for those people whose training is looking for a marathon in that March time frame, a nice early spring marathon, that's the perfect event to come over for.
Love it. Mike Bone has been our guest. RunCatalina.com is a site. It's a Catalina Island Marathon, March 19, 2016, and there's a marathon, a 10K, a 5K, a kids' run. It's a weekend that's it's really, really special. If you've not been to Catalina Island, it's amazing, Mike, to me, how many people you run into who have never been to Catalina Island.
Yeah, isn't it? I know. When you're like you and I and you just like going over there and appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah.
Or you talk to people and say, oh, I went there when I was a kid in the seventh grade and I haven't been back since. Like, well, it's time to come on back.
It is time to come on back. And the course records, 239.58 for Bill McDermott back in 1991. I don't think that's coming down anytime soon. And Heather Feuer, 307. Heather Feuer, 1997 Ironman World Champion, who loved running that race. Paul Newby Frazier actually been over for the Eco Marathon.
Yeah.
It is a lot of folks come over there just because it's a very, very special weekend.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Yeah.
Mike, thanks so much, bud, for taking time again. March 19th, 2016, RunCatalina.com, Catalina Island Marathon. We are brought to you by Ironman U, EverySite.com, RunCatalina.com, our Challenged Athletes Foundation. We've raised over $70 million to keep challenged athletes in the game of life through sport. Check out any of our interviews on Babbittville or on iTunes, where we've had close to 800,000 downloads. Hold on, everyone. We will be right back.